A motorcade fit for a prince on this moment of Indiana history. The automobile was new when His Imperial Highness Prince Pu Lung of China visited the city of Indianapolis. In May 1904, the Automobile Club of Indiana organized a motorcade to escort the prince from the capital city northwest to Lafayette and back again. Before the trip even began, the car designated to carry the prince caught fire from a gasoline leak. The flames were doused by the contents of a passing milk truck, and the car intended to lead the caravan crashed as it was driven downtown for the beginning of the trip. Regardless, at 10:30 a.m. on May 23rd, the cars headed out of the city. The high hills west of the White River posed the first challenge. The cars crossed the bridge over the river in single file and then spurted up the lower part of the hill and reached the top without an accident. The cars and their dust-covered passengers formed a parade through the Indiana countryside as Hoosiers came out for the rare spectacle of automobiles passing their homes and farms. Frequent stops to cool the engine and change flat tires, along with detours around muddy spots, staggered the motorcade over 8 miles of road. By 1:30 in the afternoon, the first cars in the line arrived in Frankfort, Indiana. They had covered 47 miles in 3 hours. It took another hour and a half to reach Lafayette, not counting stops. Today, the distance can be covered in little more than an hour. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU, in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the Indiana University Department of History.